Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
This is Goop Yourself, the podcast where we talk about everything Goop. I'm Brian Rucker.
I'm Agnes Hewitt.
I'm back from the desert. Rested, rejuvenated. It was 111 degrees there during the day. So I just had a routine of laying out for like a few minutes in the shade, then dipping in the pool, then going back in the shade, pool, shade, going back into my room for a nap, then doing like a second round. Oh, and there was also a tiki bar attached to the hotel. So I would do like pool, shade, tiki, pool, shade, tiki.
Yeah, that's perfect.
It was nice. It was 2 days, just enough time to sort of relax. I read an entire novel while I was out there in 2 days.
Nice.
I read more those 2 days than I've read Brothers Karamazov in like months.
Oh yeah. Wait, so did you finish or you read something else?
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. I'm like still now I'm sort of wading back into Brothers Karamazov, but if I want to finish it, I need to like cut it with other more fun books in the meantime.
I get it.
So this, I actually think this would be, I don't think it was on, it's not been on like the Goop Book Club, which I don't even think they're doing the Goop Book Club anymore. They're not doing anything on Goop anymore.
They're not doing anything.
But, this is,
Goop is over.
Yeah. This is The Guest by Emma Klein, which I know you said you didn't like her first book.
Yeah, no, I didn't like it.
The first book was called The Girls and it was like, a loosely like fictionalized version of the Manson family.
Yeah.
I remember liking it, but I don't really remember much about it. Do you remember why you didn't like it or what was it?
I think I just thought it was like a little bit light, you know.
Oh yeah, no, it is. They're totally light.
I didn't really get what the point of it was. It felt very YA.
Okay.
Which I think it might have been. I think The Girls was YA.
I mean, I don't know if it was. This one, it was definitely like a beach read, but it was sort of a cynical, like dark beach read. So it's basically about this young like sex worker from New York who has been dating this like older rich guy who has a house out on the Hamptons. And he might not know that she's a sex worker. It's all told from her point of view, and she's like a very unreliable narrator. So she's out there. She thinks this is like her ticket to fame and fortune. She's, you know, going to just live out in the Hamptons with this older rich guy. But then at this like dinner party, she makes like a few faux pas and sort of embarrasses him. And so he just like breaks up with her immediately and kicks her out. But she like desperately doesn't want to go back to New York. So she has to find a way to like stay in the Hamptons. So she just sort of insinuates herself in all of these different like social groups out in the Hamptons, trying to like find a place to live, find a new group. And like in the hopes that in a week, this guy is going to have this big Labor Day party. And she's thinking like at the Labor Day party, she'll appear at the party and he'll like get back with her. So the whole book is basically the week leading up to this Labor Day party of her like trying to find like different places to sleep in the Hamptons.
Oh, that's like you.
It is I really deeply related to this character.
That sounds fun. Is it fun or is it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's super fun. I mean, it's like, there's dark parts to it. But yeah, it's a, I mean, I literally read the whole book in 2 days. It's.
Yeah. I kind of need something like that. Cause I've been reading, Everything That Rises Must Converge, which is this like Flannery O'Connor collection of short stories that I had never read before.
And that sounds good.
It's good. It's just, you know, they're all like very dark, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, and I was like, I want to read something that's just kind of like happy.
Yeah. I mean, this book is not, I think some people would say that it's not happy and it's really sad. Mm-hmm. But for people like you and me, I think it would be considered very light and happy.
Okay. Maybe I'll read it. I don't know. I have so much to read. I'm trying to like get through stuff because I haven't been reading like this whole year pretty much, or like most of last year, or like pretty much at all since the since like the lockdown. I've like barely read anything.
Yeah, I was, this last year I'd actually read a lot compared with the previous few years, and then I just got fucking stuck on my Russian literature. And
yeah, those bastards,
it slows me down. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But there's a couple of new books that I want to read that I can't think of the titles off the top of my head, so it's useless information. But
I never know how people find like new books that aren't like on like Oprah's book list. Like I don't know.
I mean, there's some people, and no offense if you are like one of these people, but on like TikTok that they'll recommend, like book talk, they'll recommend but these like ridiculous romance novels and like self-published garbage.
Yeah, but like I'm just talking, like, there's always, like, whenever you go to, like, a bookie bookstore or talk to, like, a real, like, bookie person, they'll be like, oh, have you, they'll, like, whatever the fuck it is that you read, you sound stupid because they're reading some, like, weird niche person that you've never heard of. Oh, totally. And, like, I don't know how they, like, I guess they just read, like, literary magazines, and I don't know how they're figuring it out.
Yeah, they probably read literary magazines, and people that are into it are probably, like, how we would know sort of specific like film distribution companies being like, oh, this is being released by Kino Lorber or, you know, A24 or whatever. They probably are like that with like small press.
Yeah, publishers, they are.
And they know are. Like, oh, this is like getting like they probably are just in a whole different world than we know about.
They're in a different world.
But I still like the like New York Times book review section. I'll like glance at that. Or I feel like when a book like that, The Guest, what that really sort of broke through and just like I heard people talking about it on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. The Girls was like huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just going to get through my little list of just sort of like things I should have read a long time ago that I haven't. And yeah. Hopefully I'll like seem semi-literate, although I almost said limerick, so maybe that's
semi-limerate.
I'm scared to drink any more of my coffee because before we started recording, my dog like jumped in my lap and threw up all over me, which is a very disgusting story, and I know none of it got in the coffee, but I'm like, because it was like completely in the opposite direction, but this is like my OCD brain being like, don't drink that.
I mean, you never know about those micro particles.
I'm fine with micro. I mean, if the micro particles, then they're on everything.
Yeah. I guess read what you want now, because when you start school, you'll probably be like too busy to read for pleasure.
They already have me reading so many things for.
Oh, really? Like a syllabus?
Yeah. I mean, it's like movie scripts and stuff.
It's not like read Save the Cat.
It's not Save the Cat. It's thank God.
Would you ask for your money back if they're like first on the syllabus, read Save the Cat?
I would be sort of upset. I would be sort of depressed.
Yeah, that would be really depressing.
I would be like, I think I overpaid. But it's like I have to read Oedipus, which I've read in like every school I've ever gone to. And then, like, I don't know, just like a, there's like a list of movie scripts that I haven't even started yet, but I know that'll be fine.
What else? Oh, I'll give everyone a little health update since everyone is on bated breath wondering about my health. The drugs that I've been taking for 3 weeks, I just got like drug tested. I got blood tested.
Oh my God.
My white blood cells are heading back to normal. Like right now, my white blood cell count is like right at the border of being too high, but it's cut in about a third. So I was at like 30,000 and now I'm down to 10,000. So my doctor is very pleased with the results. He had an appointment yesterday. He's literally, he has to be at least 100 years old. He's like, he's like one of those little like turtles without a shell who, and I try not to be like too intense when I'm talking to him, but like,
okay, what do you mean too intense?
Well, just like, I wanted to, cause like I got the test results and I wanted to go over like neutrophils, basophils, leukocytes, hemoglobin. I wanted to be like, here's what this is, here's what this is. And he's just like, it's fine. And then he just,
yeah. Sort of like, real doctors don't want to like over explain stuff to you.
No, he didn't want to. I mean, if I didn't pull up the chart, I don't think he would have said it. He would have just been like, seems like everything's good.
Yeah.
Which was fine. But like in the drive home, I asked John, I was like, was I too pushy? And John said no. So hopefully.
Did he go, John, go with you?
Yeah. Which was really sweet.
That's nice.
But yeah, so now I'm just staying on this drug. They're still working out insurance. But in 3 months, then I will, get tested again.
Okay.
So it's good.
That is really good. And you have like basically not really had symptoms.
No, I don't think I had any symptoms really from the illness, and I don't think I really had any side effects from the medicine either. So I would say as far as cancer diagnoses so far, yeah, knock on wood, mine was pretty seamless, or about as good as I could have hoped for.
That's great. That is really good. I'm happy to hear that.
Thank you. Yeah, because like, I don't know, you read all the like side effect, like potential side effect. Like, I think we've talked about this before when you're just reading potential side effects and it's,
oh yeah,
it's just like crazy. I was like, I thought, because this is technically it's a chemotherapy. So you're like, mm-hmm, am I going to lose my hair? I remember the first time my dad was on chemotherapy, he didn't lose his hair, but all of his hair went gray and it was always gray for the rest of his life. And I was like, am I just going to go completely gray? But so far, so good.
Yeah, it like permanently fucks your body up so badly if you're on like the serious, if you're like, you know, getting it intravenously and everything. It like, even if it works, it's like you're fucked up basically for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's
I mean, not necessarily. I don't want to be too, if anyone's on chemotherapy, like, you know, like Brian is like fine, but they're just like changes.
Yeah, no, it's like, it's such a serious, I mean, because it's just there to like basically kill a bunch of cells.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank God, like for my type of leukemia, they've developed something that is like way less intrusive.
It's so good.
And I think that's the direct, trying to do a little bit of reading on all this stuff, and like, seems like that's the direction things are going. They're trying to basically, for all these types of cancers, find these immunotherapy drugs that are way more targeted. So hopefully within like another generation or two, like our type of chemo, it'll be seen as like, you know, leeches or like surgery without anesthesia. Like it's like this barbaric thing that hopefully we won't have to do for
hopefully yeah.
Any personal health news from your end?
Not really. I've been doing 5-2.
Oh yeah, and that's going well still.
Yeah, I love it.
Some people love it. Some people swear by it.
I've done it before and I liked it. And I feel like then I got really swept up in like you know, like everything is poison and blah, blah. And like, you get distracted from what really matters, which is calories. And then I started doing this like 5-2, like 5 weeks ago, and it's been going really well. I mean, obviously I'm addicted to dieting and it's a huge problem, but as these things go, it feels like one of the least, less crazy ones. Cause it's just sort of like calorie counting basically.
Yeah. And it's not, I mean, it's restrictive obviously on the days where you're fasting, but it's not restrictive in the like types of food that you can eat. Yeah,
exactly. It's not. The only reason that it's, that I'm like in any way restrictive is cause like I try to prioritize like the most filling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm obviously a genius at it because I'm good. First of all, I always go over 500 calories. I go to like 525. I think
that's fine.
But it's like, I always do, I get these like 100 calorie, like synthetic, toxic, but I don't care. Like, they're not really synthetic or toxic, but I would have thought they were before, like Muscle Milk protein shakes. And I have them as, I have a bowl of Fiber One cereal, and then I put the Muscle Milk in it, like instead of milk. And that's breakfast. And then for lunch or slash dinner, I have like a turkey wrap with spinach. And you can get so much fucking turkey, and you can eat literally so much turkey for like 150 calories. It's insane. Yeah. And then another half a Muscle Milk later in the day, like at night, right before bed. It's not bad. And it's like 125 calories. And yeah, I do that. Or I've been also sometimes doing like a stir fry with shirataki noodles.
Okay.
And like broccoli or something.
Do you feel like hunger pains during the day, or are you just...
No, I always, I always am kind of like dreading it, especially though it's only bad when like I have to change the day. So like I try to do it Mondays and Wednesdays, but if I have to, like this Wednesday people were staying with me, so I couldn't do it. So I had to do it yesterday. And then I'm always like, I don't know, I just don't like it.
Oh, I totally get that. Like routine, if you're like, you're so prepared to like do something that you might not totally want to do on certain days or times of the day, and then if that gets fucked up, then it's just like impossible to do it.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, it's like I did it, but it was just like, it's not as it's just like not as easy being like, this is the day that I do it, and I just do it on Wednesday. But I became obsessed with this like influencer. Also, one thing that I've noticed that breaks my heart is I used to be sort of obsessed with these YouTube like mom influencers who were just like always like cleaning their houses and like being obsessed with their husbands who hate them and like having restrictive eating and like all of these things. And for my whole life, I was younger than them. And now it's like I'm actually older than most of them, which is fine, except for the ones that I've followed for years. And I found a new one who does alternate day fasting, and she every day of her life for like, this is not a temporary thing. Like one day she like eats, and the next day she eats 500 calories. And then the next day she eats. And then the next day she eats 500 calories every single, that's like a never ending thing. And it's always like, as soon as she finishes eating, it's not even just like, oh yeah, like that's how many I had that day. She like starts a timer and she doesn't eat again for like a very specific like period of time. Like she has to wait, I guess, like a full, like it can't be 24, but like a full like 12 or whatever. I don't know how many hours it is. And she just documents her journey. And so like, wow. I've been on this journey with her, but I'm not doing that. That's too much for me.
That sounds like a eating disorder.
I think it's an eating disorder. Yeah. I don't think the way I've been doing it is really an eating disorder. It's just like a way to keep your calories down.
Yeah. 5-2. And then once you're in New York, you don't have to worry about it, cause you'll just be walking everywhere.
You'll
look like Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Oh, we have to talk about that too. I feel like it's possible, but I don't know. Like there are fat people in New York too.
I mean, there are, but not, I mean, I think.
No, you don't think so?
Well, there are, I mean, there are, you know, there's people of all sizes everywhere. Everybody is beautiful. But I think like the, yeah, and those big walkable city, I mean, it's part of it is the culture of like probably superficiality, but also part of it is like you're on your feet and you're just burning slightly more calories during the day than you would in like a driving city. But yeah, no, you still have to, I mean, I like joined it. I mean, I usually would belong to a gym while I was in New York. And I think if you're like not a natural, like I like to walk, I like to hike anyway, but if you're not a natural walker or hiker, New York just like forces you to do it where you would be like pretty sedentary in other places.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think obviously that's true. Walking is good for you. Yeah, that's a good point.
I made a really good recipe this week. I want to shout out Millie Peartree, one of the food editors or recipe kitchen. I don't know what their titles are, but at the New York Times, she developed a recipe called jerk chicken meatballs with pineapple glaze. Actually, it's turkey instead of chicken, ground turkey. And then I got from Amazon, because we don't have like a Caribbean grocery store close by, this like jerk seasoning paste. So it's not like a dried spice blend. It's a paste called Walker's Wood. And you just like mix that in with the turkey and then like, you know, breadcrumbs, eggs, just make meatballs. And then the pineapple glaze, you just do like pineapple juice and sugar and Worcestershire, garlic, served with rice. A simple weeknight meal. It was like a little sweeter than I'm usually cooking with all the sugar, but it was really tasty.
That sounds good.
And this woman has like a really cool story too. Apparently she was just cooking in the New York Times cafeteria, and one of the food editors in the food section was like, what's your mac and cheese recipe? And she gave it to him, and then they hired her to be like someone that works in the test kitchen there out of the cafeteria.
Oh wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't like cooked any recipes really. I've just been, I don't know. I don't cook anything.
I wish I could cook Goop recipes, but they don't exist anymore.
Yeah, too bad.
Sad.
Oh wait, speaking of Sarah Jessica Parker, did you watch the new one?
No, I'm behind. I wish I didn't have time to watch it yet. But do you want to give a little recap or?
I mean, I don't want to spoil it for you.
I mean,
I think that Che Diaz, to me, the thing that I don't get is like every episode, characters do things that to me seem totally unforgivable that are just like not a big deal in this episode, in this show. And Che Diaz does something at the end of this episode that I would be very mad if someone did this to me. And
wait, you're not talking, are we talking about the episode with the taping of the show?
No.
Okay. That's
the one that just came out.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm definitely one behind.
And it's just not a big deal. There's a lot of this one. I don't know. It's, I think what you said is true. Like it's just, it's like there, it's just like a race to the bottom, like how stupid they can possibly make it. It yeah. is the most, I mean, I'll watch every single episode, no matter what, no matter how many episodes they put out, I will watch them. I love it. I love it now more than I've ever, like, I love every Sex and the City thing now more than I ever have before. And I'm sure I'll just keep loving it the older I get.
Yeah. And they'll keep rebooting it. The women will get older and older. The writing will get stupider and stupider, and we'll just lap it up even more. But they could do it forever. I mean, I want to see these people in a old folks home. Like,
yeah. Well, this one did deal with aging sort of.
Cause I thought, I mean, going back to last week's, when Miranda brought her phone into the taping, and ruined the whole shooting of the pilot. I was completely on Che's side. I was like, I would have fucking cussed her out. And I was like, go Che.
Well, I was on Che's side. Yeah, no, I mean, Miranda, I'm rarely on her side. But I just think, like, if those people, if I knew those people in real life, I would hate all of them so much.
Of course.
And Che most of all. Oh, there's a Goop mention, though, in this one.
Oh, good.
Because I don't know if you remember when Carrie works at Vogue and her boss is Candice Bergen.
No, there's so much of the original Sex and the City I've never seen. It's really embarrassing.
And she's like a big bitch. Okay. So Candice Bergen comes back and she's like, oh, Carrie, like, do you want to come work at my newsletter? And it's like Goop for seniors.
Oh, that's exactly what Maria Shriver's doing.
Yeah,
that's the Maria Shriver one.
And it's really and then Carrie has sort of like an existential crisis about,
you know, she a senior?
She thinks she's too young to work for this old woman's newsletter.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah, it's actually not the way they do it. It could be a lot funnier. They don't really get it because they like kind of like flirt with the idea of talking about something and then they kind of just don't.
Well, they go through like an overview of whatever sort of cultural thing people are sort of talking about, whether it's podcasts or newsletters, but they know so little about it and they're so not curious about understanding whatever subculture they're skewering. So everything just comes across as like so vague and toothless.
Yeah, because like, I think that it's a show about people who just will always be like, oh, who cares? I just want to like have sex and go shopping. And like that, those are their values.
Yeah.
And so it really always comes down to that.
Because yeah, I think Carrie and probably the other characters too are like not very like intellectual, curious people.
No. Well, Carrie is an author of several books.
She is. And God bless her.
She loves to read.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
What is she reading?
Well, I don't know what she's reading now. But
I never
like,
see her with a book.
See her with a book all the time. Like she always like that's why she wants to get married in the library in the beginning of the movie. She like makes Mr. Big smell the book and he's like, oh yeah, that's an old one. And
okay. All right. Well, she likes to read. Good for her.
She's supposed to like to read in the show.
She probably could get through Brothers Karamazov.
Yeah. Actually, I do know. I read an interview with Sarah Jessica Parker and they're like, what's Carrie Bradshaw reading? And she said, Detransition Baby.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
Book. Yeah.
That's what Carrie, but that was, you know, when everybody was reading that book.
Yeah.
She's reading that.
Goop. I didn't really put this on my list, but Goop shouted out new local video store / screening room Vidiots, which I thought.
Yeah, that's cool. My worst of the week.
Oh, is it your worst?
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't even so because I've lived in LA my whole life, and like honestly, I don't even really like my peers kind of knowing about Vidiots because I'm like that's like a West Side thing. Like you shouldn't even know. Like you all live on the East Side. Like how do you even know what that is? Like I know it's moved and stuff, but I'm just like I don't like it. I know about Vidiots. Like,
oh, you're my trying friend to gatekeep Vidiots.
Yeah, I want to gatekeep it. Like, my friend worked there when I was in high school. And, like, I don't know. It's just, I'm like, I don't like everybody acting like all excited about Vidiots. And so, for it to be on Goop, I'm like, this is so, like, why is this on Goop?
Well, I mean, okay, I understand where you're coming from. If I grew up in LA and Vidiots was my like childhood video store, I probably would feel the same way as you do. I guess I'm excited that there is like a repertory theater that is getting some sort of like cultural, like it would be cool if, not that like Gwyneth is going to like go to Eagle Rock and see a movie at Vidiots, but like, I don't know. I love cinema as the center of our culture and I'm fine, even though I have my issues with a lot of the programming at Vidiots. They're very, let's say, mainstream with their programming so far.
I don't even know. I haven't even been to the new one in Eagle Rock, and I haven't been to a screening. But they do. We almost went to something. I don't remember what.
I was there on Wednesday. I saw Crooklyn, Spike Lee.
Oh, I love that movie.
Oh my God. I'd never seen it before. It is. I was like sobbing.
I know. My mom took me to see it in the theater when it came out.
That's
I
was so cute. Like,
it wasn't cute.
I mean, you were really like, young.
Yes, I was.
You were like the same age as the girl in the movie.
I was probably the age of the girl. Yeah. So my mom was like, this is nice. It's like a kid's movie. I was. But my mom knew. I don't know. She should have known better. And I was like inconsolable. But I've always loved it. Like, I always knew it was like great.
Yeah, I just had never seen it before. And I honestly knew nothing about it going in. I wanted to see it, but I sort of only went because I needed to return a video. And that was what was playing that afternoon.
Yeah.
And I mean, I love any movie that's like a filmmaker looking back at their childhood, like Amarcord or Radio Days. And someone, I was reading a review of Crooklyn, or I don't know if it was a review, it was on Letterboxd, it was someone, but they said it would make a great double feature with Meet Me in St. Louis. And I was like, oh, that's such a brilliant idea.
Is it? I guess I've seen Meet Me in St. Louis when I was a kid. I don't really
remember. Yeah, it's because that's also like, I mean, it's just like looking back, it's like nostalgia for a different time. And like looking back at, I mean, I don't know if Vincent Minnelli was like autobiographical in Meet Me in St. Louis at all, but like it's that same sort of rosy tinted nostalgia of childhood, and then like reality sort of pierces it, and it's actually like a much sort of sadder, darker movie than it originally presents itself to be. And both of those movies do that brilliantly.
Oh my God, at the end where she's like, oh my God, I
don't want to spoil it if you haven't seen it, but I was not prepared with what happens.
Yeah, it's a real tearjerker.
But yeah, so is Gwyneth, is Ally Pugh going to see, you know, Wild at Heart at 4:30 on a Wednesday? I'm sure not. So I don't think we have to worry about all the West Side Goop ladies, you know,
selling out
Vidiots.
No, they're not. And they should sell it out. And what the hell do I care? I don't live in Eagle Rock. I'm not going. I wasn't really going before either. I mean, I think it's good. I just am like, okay, I know. Like, I know about Vidiots. Like, I know the real Vidiots.
I never went to it. Being in Santa Monica before. Yeah. So. And then as far as Gwyneth goes, I mean, she was in Italy last week.
Having some fun.
Yakking it up with Brad and Moses in Umbria. And then she just took a helicopter to the Hamptons, and we will hear nothing from her for 2 months, maybe a couple like photos at some product launch party that she's gonna have in August, but Goop has basically just like closed up shop for the next 3 months. And Brad is obviously there with her, and as a WGA member, he's definitely not been seen on the picket lines.
No, but I guess, oh well, because I guess he's probably like, you know, well, Ryan Murphy is getting in all of this trouble.
Oh my God. So
yeah, he might not be on the side of the...
Oh, I'm sure he's not. Like, well, I'm sure he would never speak out publicly against Ryan Murphy. So Ryan Murphy is like shooting literally like three different shows right now and basically like crossing a picket line every day. And then apparently it leaked that people that worked for him claim that like they were being threatened if they were going to like stay home and not cross the picket line. Ryan Murphy said, you'll never work on another Ryan Murphy production again. And the WA strike captain said this publicly, and then Ryan Murphy threatened to sue him. And then the strike captain had to like step down as strike captain. Ryan Murphy's a fucking piece of shit. And now I think everyone knows that, obviously.
Yeah.
And Brad has aligned himself with a monster. So,
well, it's like, what's he going to do at this point?
I don't know. I mean, they're like working on separate projects now. So Brad's been doing that like weird, like samurai show for ever that's been in development. Who knows if that's ever coming out?
What is his samurai show?
Or it's like, let's see. It's something, I think it's like an action, something about a samurai, Brad Falchuk new show. The Brother's Son. Oh, maybe it's not samurai. I am. Oh, no, it's Thai. Okay, I'm sort of racist, but not horrible. It's Taipei Gangsters. So.
Okay.
It's Brad Falchuk and is co-writing with a newcomer, Byron Wu, and it's a gangster show set in Taipei. So I think Brad wants to like make something for straight people since he hasn't ever been able to do that in his career.
All right, well, good for Brad, I guess.
I mean, I still like, is Brad a good writer? Like, what? I still think it's like very inconclusive what his talents are.
No idea. All I know is that he went to AFI.
Oh, he did. All right.
And got his MFA in screenwriting.
Good for him.
Yeah.
That's one of the places that you turned down?
That's the one place I didn't get into.
Oh.
It's the only place I didn't get into, though. Hmm. So fuck
that's like, up. That's like me and UCLA for undergrad.
There you go.
But
in fairness, their application was due the same day as NYU, and I like barely paid any attention to it because I put more effort into the other one.
Yeah, fuck AFI.
Fuck them. But also, I do think fuck them because they're like, the way they do it is like, you're like, they try to copy a film set. So like the writer like writes a script and then like it all actually gets produced, I think, like in the school. And so you have to like, you know, if the director wants to change stuff, you have to let them. And like, it's like, why would I want to do that in grad school?
Yeah.
And also like, why would I want all my scripts to get made as student films?
Yeah. Cause then you can't.
Then you don't have a sample.
Yeah, that's true. That is weird.
So anyway, it doesn't seem like that great, but I guess it worked for Brad. I don't know.
Yeah. And unless one of those, like, that's how I think like Eraserhead was made, was David Lynch's AFI project. So, but I think he wrote that on his
but own yeah, it, I think it's, I think AFI is really for like directors. And if you want to do like be an editor or something like that, cinematographers, like real, like people who like actually make movies. It's not for like,
not for artists. It's for below the line.
Yeah. Like not for, yeah. Like David
Lynch. David Lynch. Real working man's real, working.
Yeah.
Man. Anyway. Oh, we also got an anonymous tip from one of our listeners.
Okay. I thought this was going to be like a mean thing someone said to us.
No. Okay. Yeah. We also got lots of 1-star reviews this week. Let me read them all. No. One of our listeners, I think their friend spotted Jean out in the wild, Jean Godfrey June, at an anonymous Brooklyn restaurant. And said,
anonymous Brooklyn restaurant?
Well, I don't want to say, I don't think, actually, they didn't say what restaurant it was. So, we don't want to blow up anyone's spot, but
well, you don't know what, wait, do you know what it is? Why you're acting like you do know what it is?
I know what neighborhood it's in. I don't know the restaurant.
Okay.
But, she was apparently.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Not very personable, and she, quote, needed a hairbrush. Which I thought was really funny.
That sounds like something Gene would do.
Yeah. Let's see. But Gene, you know, tip your waiters.
She didn't tip?
No, I don't know. I'm sure she tipped. Anything else before we get into the newsletter?
Oh, I'm looking at it now. I didn't see it. I see.
Oh, you I'm see the, okay. The anonymous tip on our Instagram.
Yeah, and I see when I... Okay.
All right. Shall we get into the newsletters?
Let's do it.
Alrighty. What was your best of the week?
My best of the week was actually something that I did.
Oh, okay. This is the depths we have to go to in this new era of group doing absolutely nothing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Last time we were like, we're going to talk about other stuff.
What other? Do anyone, you guys should do our work for us. Just, is there any like publications, newsletters, like wellness sites that you guys are obsessed with that you want us to talk about? Let us know.
We don't need to stoop to this.
No.
I mean, well, if we can figure it out. Okay. So I like fully de-influenced myself last night. I was like reading Goop. And I was reading that article, like, not really, where it was like the morning routine of that woman who's like working for like.
Oh, the like birth prenatal care person or whatever.
It's not prenatal care. It's like, what's it called? Like, what's it called where like after you have a baby, you can stay home?
Oh, maternity
paid
leave.
Maternity leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like fighting to get that for everybody. And she's like, I think works in DC or something. And she was doing her morning routine, which also, I don't know. Is it sexist? Is it sexist? Like, they would never, ever go to like a man who's advocating for anything and be like, tell us about your eye cream. They would just never do it.
Yeah, and I agree that it is sexist, but also this is like the fucking thing that female politicians have to do is especially, I mean, she's not a, I guess she's not a politician. She's not running for office, but I think it's like,
she works for like a nonprofit, I guess.
Spreading her message to outlets that are typically like not very political and have a large female readership. I think this is just like what they do.
I guess so. So anyway, she was like talking about her shit she does. And she's like, I use this like really nice seeming sunscreen. And I've kind of been like on the hunt for a new sunscreen. And this was $38. And I was like, I think I'm just going to buy this. Why not? And I put it in my cart. And oh, it was the... Luxury Sun Ritual Pore Smoothing SPF 30. So it's like a primer and sunblock. Okay. And I Googled it. I was like, is 30 really enough? I think 30 is probably enough. I put it in the cart. And then I was like, you know what? While I'm at it, I'm going to go ahead and get some like Balm Yard Beauty Lip and Cheek Tint because I do love it. Threw it in the cart. And then I was like, my finger was like hovering over by... I was like ready to do it. And I was like, it was $88.
Free shipping.
But I was just, I thought to myself, like, am I going to spend $100 on sunscreen and lip gloss right now? That is actually crazy. And there have been times in my life where I'd be like, yeah, whatever. That's just what it costs. And then I was like, no, I could eat for a week on that. I just had this totally different perspective of it. I think probably because I'm going back to school and like really tightening the belt around here. But it just didn't seem worth it. It didn't seem even remotely worth it. It seemed like the craziest, dumbest thing I could ever have done in my life was to spend $88. It was just like, I totally was like, I'm not doing this. Fuck this.
Yeah.
And it just felt like I was turning over a new leaf for me. Like, not spending $88 on a thing of lip gloss and a sunscreen might be my new thing.
That's great. I mean, it is so satisfying because to be honest, it's very satisfying to hit that buy button, but sometimes it's more satisfying to not hit it and to just sit with
sometimes
it.
Sometimes when you're just like, this is crazy. So then I realized there is a Super Goop dupe at Ralph's. That's Ralph's brand. And I added that to my cart. So I'll get that.
Wait, you can just buy things online at Ralph's?
No, I do like order it and then I go pick it up.
Oh, okay.
And I have like a running cart. And then when I'm ready, I just schedule it.
Smart.
Yeah, thank you. Because I refuse to go inside of a grocery store because I can't stand the public any longer. Everybody is too mean. Everyone is too aggressive. The look, everybody walking around Ralph's is like dead-eyed, wants to commit suicide, wants to murder you, wants to firebomb the entire store. Someone is going to do a mass shooting at some point. I just don't want to go. I'm like, I can't take it anymore. I just pre-order it. I sit in my car. The guy comes. He puts it in my trunk. I drive away.
Wow.
And I don't understand why everybody doesn't do that if you live in like LA. I don't understand why anyone is going into the store.
Okay, counterpoint. I get great pleasure out of going to the grocery store. I understand what you're saying. I go very early on Sunday mornings, usually to a Whole Foods that doesn't get a lot of foot traffic. So I usually don't have to deal with crowds or that many annoying people. And then I'm sorry, I like to pick out my own stuff. Like,
that's the one problem. The fruit is always really bad. And like if I get a thing of spinach, it's always wilted. That is a huge problem with it.
It's like, because at the beginning of the pandemic, there was a couple of times where I did like Instacart or the Whole Foods delivery or whatever. And it was, I mean, they would just say that they didn't have certain things where I know for a fact that they are never out of them. They do have them.
It is better than Instacart because it's like the store is doing it.
So
they know where everything is. Like they actually have it and like they don't do that. But they're not like paying attention to like if it's a good like thing of strawberries or whatever.
No, not at all. And they probably deliberately pick the ones that are like not as good. So
because no one is going to buy them in the store.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
But I'm like pretty good. I mean, sometimes I like to mosey around, but if I have a list, I always go with the list and I can get in and out in like a half hour. And it's really, for me, it's really relaxing if I go at a time where it's not too busy.
I go to, sometimes I still pop into like a Whole Foods or whatever. If I'm just sort of want to grab one or two things.
Yeah.
Because the thing with the scheduling is like, you do have to like schedule like a couple hours out. So it's not always, sometimes it's kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Wait, Ralph's doesn't have like Mary's chicken, do they?
I don't think they do. Yeah. Okay. Maybe. I'm not sure.
Because I am like contemplating whether to try to branch out of my Whole Foods habit and try to save a few bucks grocery shopping, but.
Yeah, you probably can't like psychologically do it.
I don't think I definitely can't go back to my Trader Joe's lifestyle. It would really feel like a deep regression. Like I was actually going back to some sort of state of like adolescence.
Mm.
And then like a Ralph's or a Vaughn's, honestly, it's never any cheaper than Whole Foods when I shop there.
I think it's cheaper.
But I always like to buy organic stuff, which.
Yeah. If you buy all organic, I don't know. I don't really. But I also like, I don't even know what I buy. Like, I don't. I don't buy organic anymore. I've fully stopped.
Yeah. I know. It is like a fucking old wives' tale, probably.
I mean, sometimes I do, I guess.
Like, I don't buy organic avocados and I don't buy organic limes because you have to buy like a whole bag of organic limes. But I do buy organic lemons. Peel on it,
there's really no point.
I do buy organic lemons though because I like to zest them.
No. I mean, if you're zesting it, then yeah. And that's important to you.
But those fucking organic lemons are like $1 each. It's like.
I literally can't afford it anymore. Yeah, it's not possible.
I get it. It's like it's so
I'm
ridiculous.
Going to grad school. Like, I cannot eat organic everything and I can't have this nice stuff. Like, I have to go. I can't do it.
You're going to be so appalled at the grocery stores in New York.
Well, it seems like now everybody goes to Trader Joe's.
Yeah. I mean, you can go to Trader Joe's. They have Trader Joe's. They have Whole Foods. Like, when I moved to New York, they didn't have any of that. You were going to Associated. You were going to Key Foods. You're going to Fancy would be like Cristides. The produce is disgusting. Even at the Whole Foods and the Trader Joe's, like, it's just bad. You're just going to have to get used to it. There's no getting around it. Even if you're going to like Citarella or like Zabar's or like the fucking fancy whatever, it's still just slop.
Well, luckily for me, the only produce I really get is like frozen berries and bad cartons of spinach. So it's not like I'm not. And then once in a while, like a thing of strawberries that fits like nice. Yeah. And then like, that's it. I'm not like, I'll just get frozen. It's fine.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And like the certain times of the year, the farmers markets are actually pretty good in New York, but that's like, you know, April through September. And then after that, it's like nothing.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
It'll be fine.
No, yeah. Yeah, and I'm definitely gonna have to like 86 my put it in the filler up lifestyle. That's that's the thing I'm probably gonna miss the most, like ordering at Ralph's, driving there and having them put groceries in my trunk and driving them home.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have to get an old lady cart. You're gonna have to schlep it. I mean, you'll probably, if you're not too precious about what grocery store that you shop at, you'll be able to walk. You won't have to take the subway. But if you want to shop at like Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, unless you like live really close to one, you're gonna have to take the subway and then schlep the bags back.
Yeah, it's gonna be a huge.
It's fun.
No, it's not.
I know
it's not fun. I've done it. When I lived in Chicago and didn't have a car, I had to carry my groceries several blocks home, and I would never describe it as being fun.
I mean, when I moved back to California, it was like to drive to a grocery store and put grocery bags in your car and just drive home is, I mean, the lap of luxury.
It's,
I was like,
so much
I was just like ecstatic. It was like religious ecstasy.
And also like when you're half the time you're doing it in the snow. Or like the freezing.
Yeah, weather. Something cold, wind, rain, something.
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
It sucks. Yeah, I hated it. But I don't know. I may just like, I'm flirting with the idea of really leaning into a Peapod kind of lifestyle.
A Peapod kind of lifestyle?
Yeah, the delivery.
Oh. Oh, is that like what a new delivery service? I don't know.
Isn't that what it's called? It's not new.
Oh, is it? I never heard of it.
The first one. Like that was like the first, like that was like before Instacart and everything. Like was like way back. They would like there, you see their trucks driving around, like they deliver groceries. Okay.
The big one in New York used to, I mean, I don't know, it still might be there. It's called Fresh Direct. That's what everyone used.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Alrighty.
This is headquartered in Chicago.
Peapod, maybe that's one.
No, I know they still I know they have it in New York, I think. Maybe it was Fresh Direct. I thought they did. Anyway, I'll do something like this.
I think a lot of people do that. And I'm sure nowadays all of the like grocery stores do their own delivery there. Everyone delivers. That is the great thing about New York. Everyone delivers.
Yeah.
All right. My best was, again, nothing from Goop, but I enjoyed Gwyneth and Brad's little sexy quote unquote topless photo that they sent from Italy on their Instagram. And I enjoyed even more all of the comments shaming Gwyneth for her lack of sunscreen and her like.
How do they know she wasn't wearing sunscreen?
Well, they don't know that she wasn't wearing sunscreen. They just saw like the sun damage on her chest and were just like scolding her.
You need to get alive.
I know it. I mean, she looks great. Obviously she's Gwyneth. And I do like that her, like she has like sun damage on her chest and it just very is reminiscent of like 70s.
Yeah.
Like a Natalie Wood or someone that just like doesn't care and is just like shriveled before her time.
Yeah.
It's glamorous because now in the days that like rich people have those like pre-nouveau MRI things, I think honestly rich people literally don't care about getting cancer because they know that they'll just catch it early and get cured. Like it's cancer is like not affecting the rich as much anymore.
Okay.
But I'll just read some of the comments in order of how many likes they received. So the first one is just people use sunscreen. And then we have that first pick is a great advert for sunscreen if I ever saw one. Look at all the sun damage on your skin. What Goop product will fix that? Then we have,
wow.
I thought she was the big health guru. She looks like someone who hasn't been wearing her sunscreen. It doesn't add up to me. The poster queen for a health and wellness empire having skin that badly sun damaged?
Enough with these people, my God.
All that hustle about skincare and then skin destroyed by sun? Do not get it, honestly. And then one little bit off topic, because she also sent a picture of, posted a picture of a cannoli. And so this guy responded, please do not eat cannoli outside of Sicily. Absolutely different from the original one.
And yep. Oh my God, people need to fucking relax. Jesus goddamn Christ.
Your sun damage is horrific. Is sunscreen anti-goop?
Can I tell you something? Sorry. No. This is just an aside. Or sorry, do you want to?
Oh no, yeah.
I just had to delete TikTok for the 1 millionth time because it's like, again, a raging obsession for me. And it's like, I cannot get off it. I'm like a crack. Like I'm literally addicted to it. Like I will just like, once I got on it, I'm like literally like I'm having fun. Like I am partying. It feels like I'm just like drinking or like, I'm just like, it is so fun for me. I have to delete it. But, you know, I'm sort of like tight, you know, weaning myself off by kind of looking at the Instagram like video things that they have. And then I go and read the comments and the people on Instagram are really mean. They're meaner than on TikTok.
Interesting.
Like I always thought TikTok was just like the cruel place where young people are psychotic, but they're actually like a lot nicer than they are on that. Like if someone makes like a recipe or something on Instagram, you can guarantee the first, like every single comment will be like, this is disgusting. Like they're still saying like, where's the seasoning, which is very passe on TikTok. I should let you know.
Oh yeah. The like, where's the seasoning debate is like,
it's over. It's over. But the people on Instagram didn't get the memo.
No, I guess not.
But they will. But like, yeah, it's just like people are just so nasty on there. I was shocked because I feel like on TikTok everyone is like, I believe in you. Do whatever
I think,
you want.
Like, I think the younger people are nicer than older people. I think it's like the embittered older people on Instagram and Twitter that are like the meanest for sure.
Yeah, it's because it's older people who are just like love being mean. I hate our old asses.
I know. Oh, and then someone didn't concentrate on the sunscreen, but she did say, it's interesting how someone so into health, fitness, and eating organically when socializing always has several bottles of alcohol and then parentheses ethanol on the table. Just saying. And then the shrug emoji.
Wait, what?
Some
ethanol?
She's saying basically alcohol is poison because it's like the same chemical component as like ethanol, which I guess is something that you wouldn't want to consume.
I mean, I will say this. I think that 100% of these people who are like, oh my God, if you ever touch anything that's been made with Roundup, like you're going to get cancer. Like my studies show that when I dumped an entire bottle of ethanol in a mouse that got cancer, like you're gonna get it, and then we'll also drink alcohol or like eat or like have cured meats are like the biggest hypocrites on the planet, because I don't think that you're gonna get cancer if you have a drink necessarily, but like alcohol is a carcinogen. It's like not debated. Like it is just an established fact that alcohol causes cancer.
Oh, for sure.
And it's much more dangerous than eating GMO grains or something, but like people will act like they'll never touch GMO, but like they'll it's bullshit.
Oh yeah, no, it's all hip. I mean, that's like, you know, it's like the cocaine vegans. It's
yeah,
it's yeah, it's all it's people have are really high and mighty until they have to give up something that they really enjoy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's no problem to give up, like, you're like, fuck it. Because if they can afford to spend $7 on a bag of oatmeal, so they can pretend that they're like healthy and better than everybody else because that's what they did. But like, if you actually ask them to give up something that they liked, they would fight you on it because they don't want to do it. But it's like, it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
And marketing.
It is. I mean, that like non-GMO, well, even like a chain like Whole Foods, I think they don't even stock any GMOs. That's why I couldn't even get regular, I guess like pineapple juice must have GMOs in there, like Dole pineapple juice. Like the only pineapple juice they sold at Whole Foods was like Lakewood Farms for like $12. Okay. So I just got a can of crushed pineapples and then put it in the blender when I needed pineapple juice for a recipe.
Yum, though. That sounds good.
It was good. Yeah.
Yeah. I've really just been all about eating dirty, being a dirty dog.
Good for you.
Thank you. Well, I don't know. I guess some of my stuff is organic. I don't know.
All right. What was your worst?
The Vidiots thing.
Oh.
But yeah, it's actually, I mean, it's not actually my worst. Like, I'm happy that they have it and whatever. I mean, I'm happy for Vidiots. I am happy. And like, if they had gone out of business, that would have been way worse than what it is. And I'm very happy that they're not out of business and that people are like going and using it. I'm just like, you know, you hate it when like everybody knows about this thing that you've always known about.
Yeah. Well, and it, I mean, coming from Goop.
And that it's on Goop.
I guess because I do see they're like, you know, they have like the wall at Vidiots that has all the like fancy people that donated a ton
of money. I didn't see her name on the donor list.
Yeah, and like most of them are like, it's like, you know, my friend Lake Bell who pushed me out of the way.
Right.
It's like, it's very much like the Eagle Rock celebrities.
Well, I saw Elijah Wood on there. He's an old school. He's old like school. An old Vidiots supporter.
Totally. And like maybe, I mean,
and Gwyneth he's to me a very like Santa Monica person.
He's Santa Monica, but he's also very like Duplass Brothers, like indie. Like he's.
But I think there's like a Santa Monica wing to that whole
sure.
thing.
Sure. I mean, and maybe these are people like Gwyneth probably who grew up in Santa Monica. These are probably people who grew up going to Vidiots. So maybe, I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow honestly has a much deeper connection to Vidiots than I ever will.
Gwyneth Paltrow didn't grow up going to Vidiots.
You don't think so? That wasn't her like local video store?
It wasn't anyone's local video store. Like it was always like a like cool video store. Yeah. It was never like Rocket Video or like Tower Video. Those were like the better than Blockbuster, but like okay. still normal video stores. But Vidiots was always like an out of the way, like special video store for like film people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my worst is, okay, I've come to accept the fact that Goop will always just keep republishing these Caitlyn recipes and never hire a new person. We're past that now. I've made my peace with it.
Yeah.
But then this week, to add insult to injury, they go back even further than fucking Caitlyn and they publish a Seamus Mullen recipe.
They've been doing that. We had another, remember fairly recently, there was a Seamus recipe.
Was there another one? This
Seamus.
This one, and they were too embarrassed to even put the date on it. So they didn't put a date on it. And then they relegated it to the Tuesday newsletter where they know no one's reading. And then the recipe itself, at least I'll say this for Caitlyn, like a lot of the recipes that she developed were actually pretty tasty.
Wow. Yeah. I've never expected to hear those words pass your lips.
I mean, I think I have such lowered expectations and nothing will beat the OG like Gwyneth recipes from like the first era of Goop, which Gwyneth is honestly her best recipe, her own best recipe developer, and she should actually lean into her talents.
Her dad, Gwyneth's dad, was the ultimate recipe developer for Goop.
But these, I think because Seamus was so, he's that like sober alcoholic type who's like just so newly evangelized into like health food and stuff that his recipes, I mean, it's, this one was called Mexican spice steaks with cilantro chimichurri and chayote squash salad. So, I mean, the cilantro chimichurri seems good, but then you're just slicing chayote squashes, which are, it's just like another word for zucchini. It's like basically like a zucchini. And then the serving size for the steak is 3 ounces for a person, which I'm like,
that's how much you should be eating anyway.
I mean, I'm sure that is how much you should be eating, blah, blah, but like who's eating 3 ounces of steak?
Me, I weigh it.
Okay.
Well, if I ate it, I would weigh
it. I never like buy steak. But if I did, I would want like a big, like,
I went to like a restaurant or something, I would eat whatever they gave me. But I have I actually have a flank steak that's been in my freezer for a really long time that I'm gonna have to cook before I leave. But I don't know what I'm gonna do with it. It was from when I got that, like, what's that, like, expensive, like, meat delivery thing where it's all
butcher box,
yeah,
which I still have never signed up for.
I mean, it's good, but you just have like I have all this meat in my freezer.
Yeah, I don't eat enough. I mean, and now my doctor, I'm like, now I'm going full 90s style low fat. I'm just going to finally listen to my doctor.
Yeah, I'm all about it. Low fat, non-fat, fucking turkey, tofu, beans, lentils, leafy greens.
I'm trying not to like really...
You have to eat like a cup of berries every day.
Oh, I eat so many berries every morning for breakfast. I put a shit ton of berries in my non-fat Greek yogurt, which, you know, I realized I hated non-fat yogurt because I would buy the Faye brand, mm-hmm. which is just like fucking paste. Mm-hmm. But switching to Strauss, the Greek yogurt is actually like they have the regular European style yogurt, which is really, it's really tasty, but there's not that much protein in it. Mm-hmm. And even the Greek style yogurt from Strauss is like an acceptable texture. It still feels like yogurt. It doesn't feel like glue.
I just have the Chobani, which is probably really bad. And it has sugar in it because it's the peach kind. And then I put even more sugar in it because I'm not going to say what I put in it. It's a Nature Valley granola bar.
Oh, that sounds great.
It's so good.
Nature Valley granola bars are, I mean, 100% sugar. It's just glow, radioactive glowing with GMOs too.
No, they're, I mean, I guess, whatever. They're completely fine for you, but go on. They're low in saturated fat.
Yeah. I stopped eating my full fat yogurt. I stopped having toast and butter in the morning.
I'm really proud of us for having these like old people diet. I'm also eating old man fucking protein now, where it's like, I'm just Premier Protein all the way. I have like Premier Protein, like, mix. I have the Muscle Milk, but I also get like cartons of Premier Protein that's like higher calorie. I have the mix. I have the Muscle Milk. The protein powder, which I just call a mix now because I'm like an old woman in Florida. Like, this is how I'm living.
I was thinking of diving into the world of like Metamucil.
Oh, I have a fiber jug. I'm in it, but I haven't started it yet, but I have it sitting atop my refrigerator.
I'm going to get some.
Because it's just about the fiber. It's like, I'm just obsessed with getting protein and fiber. Those are the only things I care about.
But you don't want to eat any fresh vegetables.
Well, I eat like spinach in my smoothie, and I have like, I'll cook in like frozen like broccoli or something, but I don't really buy fresh except for spinach and sometimes strawberries. Everything else is frozen.
I mean, frozen is just as good quality.
It's higher quality, actually.
You're right. Yeah.
Cause it's frozen at the peak of freshness. It just like, it doesn't taste as good. Like, it doesn't taste as good. Like, if you like thaw it out, it won't be good.
No, but if you're just like blending it up in your liquid,
yeah, I just like meals, blend it or like cook it, it'll go bad. It always goes bad otherwise.
Yeah
The one thing I always get is like kale and spinach for like salads. Okay,
salads, yeah. I do like, in the summer, I do like to get real tomatoes and zucchini and eggplants, but yeah. 9 months out of the year, canned tomatoes all the way.
Yeah.
Alrighty. What is your craziest or your saddest?
My saddest was the rituals, the moon rituals for powerful energetic shifts, because like, let's be real. No one is going to do this. Like no single human being who reads Goop is going to look at this and do it. It, that person does not exist. And they know it does. That person doesn't exist. And my guess is there are like five people who even clicked this and read it.
I totally think that it's single digits. The people that read this article, two of them are us because it's our job.
Yeah, for sure.
Because we know, we definitely, you know, we've lived in LA. We know some people who are into moon rituals and all this stuff.
Sure, sure, sure. But no one is like learning about it on Goop.
No. And what sort of adds insult to injury, and this was both sad and crazy to me, but like Goop used to have all of the fun little icons for, you know, speculative but promising or ancient modality, you know, supported by science. And they just don't do that anymore. So then when I see one of them, it's like, what era are we from? Why are you just like half-heartedly? So this is rituals and spiritual practices.
And that's like a new one. I've never, like, they don't do that usually.
Why did they switch it from ancient modalities? Like, what's the difference? I don't get it. Used to be a
scroll,
because
ancient modalities, I think, is like stuff you're supposed to eat. And this is just like a ritual.
Okay. It's like either fucking have a category for everything, or don't use these things. Because, and then the ritual themselves, you'd think like a moon ritual. Oh, I'm, you know, dancing naked around a fire. I'm like screaming and yelling and chanting.
Yeah.
This thing is so depressing. It's literally just drinking water slowly out of a bowl.
I guess it's easy.
I mean, it's easy. Yeah. I mean, it would be annoying because, so there's two different rituals. There's one for a new moon and there's one for a full moon. And the only
I do not know what a new moon is.
A new moon is just, I think it's like when you don't see the moon. It's like no moon. The opposite
what?
Of it's like, you know, when there's no moon.
When is there no moon?
During every month. There's like a few days where you don't see the moon.
Wait, really?
It's like a cycle, so like there's a full moon and then it
I
gets
guess
smaller.
I just never realized it just like fully, you just straight up don't see it.
I mean, I guess you don't notice it if it's not there.
I guess so.
But yeah, that's called a new moon. So next
July 17th is gonna be the new moon.
So go outside, look for a moon, you won't be able to
find it.
And then what you do is you enter into your space, you light a candle or burn incense, blah, blah, blah. Then this is the fucking ritual. You're dip your finger into a dish of water, the witch is representing the new moon. Then drink the water from your dipped finger, aiming for just one drop at a time into your mouth. It says it's incredibly slow. And that's the whole point. So you're just sitting there with a fucking bowl of water. This is an eating disorder too. You're like, oh, what are you having for dinner tonight? Oh, sorry, it's a new moon ritual. I'm going to slowly dip my finger in a bowl of water and suck on it for 3 hours. That's dinner.
Yeah, that's deeply sick.
I'm
not doing that.
No. And then you don't write anything down. You don't speak. Just drink one drop at a time until the bowl is empty. This would take hours.
I mean, how small is the bowl?
I mean, maybe it's like a little ramekin.
Yeah, maybe it's like a very small bowl.
And then the full moon is just the same thing, except they let you use a spoon, so you can just sip the water.
That's even worse. I think drinking water with a spoon is worse than licking it off your fingers.
At least it'll go a little faster.
I guess, but it would just be like, every time you, I just, that sounds like something you would do as like a little child, like pretending you made soup.
Yeah.
That's just not something that I want to do.
What I would do instead is I would just get a bowl of ice cubes and then chew them, because I love chewing ice cubes.
Yeah. I don't think that's the ritual though. I would just not do any of it.
Yeah, no, there's no way. I mean, this has to be a prank. I've heard of lots of fucking rituals. I've never heard of anything that's just dipping your finger into water.
Well, you dip your water into wine and put it on the plate, the Seder plate.
Oh, yeah, sure. All right. Well, this was all created by...
I'm not doing it. I just think it's sad. It's just like, why even include it? It's just filler.
It's just filler. I mean, why are they even continuing doing these newsletters? All they want to do is just sell vibrators. So
like, they should just become a vibrator store and just close up shop.
Yeah. Like who, why even write these fucking articles? Like it's over. They just need to become Gwyneth's vibrator shop, ye old vibrator shop.
Agree.
And just leave it at that. And cause that's how they're making money. Obviously that's what they are interested in. And let us live our lives and
let us go. We're sick of this, you bitches. We don't want to do this anymore. Okay. What is your saddest or
crazy? That is my saddest. We were had the exact same one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same reasons or just because.
Yeah, absolutely same reasons. Just insulting us by including those old categories from the glory days of Goop when they're putting no effort into it. And then just the ritual itself, which is just like, you're just sitting at home on your couch, fucking dipping your finger in a bowl of water. And that's the ritual. I mean, it's just the most pathetic, heart-wrenching thing I've ever heard in my life.
I agree. I could not possibly agree more.
All right. What would you try?
I would try. Okay. So last night when I went on my search for this, like, okay, new sunscreen, and I would like, you know, now I drink Premier Protein, I don't spend $80 on sunscreen anymore, blah 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 blah, I found this sunscreen that is like, I was like, what's the best like cheap sunscreen or whatever, I was googling it. And there's this one by NYX, which is this brand that I'm like a little bit afraid of. It's like a makeup brand. I have stuff that I have a jumbo eyeliner that they made.
Okay.
And they have this very highly rated primer and sunscreen mix together, which is what that like expensive thing was. Like it's the same thing. The one that I almost bought that the Washington DC mom woman made, but it's not, it's obviously like way cheaper. So I'm like, okay, I'm moving past my problems where I'm like afraid of everything and I use chemicals and eat every non-GMO and whatever. I'm a little bit scared. I'm still, something about getting like a NYX sunscreen and primer, I'm like, is the sunscreen going to work? Is this going to kill me? I know it's not, but, I use drugstore stuff all the time. I think drugstore products are the same. I'm going to start using them all the time. Just like everything else is going, you know, is going downhill for me. And I'm going to try it. Maybe in addition to the Ralph's brand Goop, Super Goop Dupe.
Yeah. I mean, I use for sunscreen, I think the SPF is really the only thing that really matters. So like, and if you're using it every day, it's just too expensive to get the fancy stuff. So I'll get slightly more fancy for my face, but I'm not spending more than
there's just something about $20. This brand that makes me, I can't really explain what it is. It's like NYX, it's like Wet n Wild, and I've used, I guess it must be them, that they've just been really bad before, and I'm just scared it's gonna like fuck my face up, like make me break out or something.
Oh yeah,
we'll find out. I'll report back. I'm gonna get it and I'll report back to everybody.
And what's the price point on it?
It was like $25, which is like more expensive than a lot of the other ones. But
sure, but
it's a primer and sunscreen, which is, I like that.
Yeah. All right. I would try. I mean, the only other, they gave us some more old Caitlyn recipes. So I guess I'll The one that I do sort of want to try is because I do love eggplant. I love like making eggplant sandwiches in the summertime. This one is just called roasted eggplant salad. And it uses a shit ton of olive oil. Like more, it's a god. It's like too much olive oil.
Don't make it. Or make it, make it.
I probably shouldn't make it. I want, yeah. Anyway, it's like you're doing a marinade with spices, garlic, preserved. This is from 2018. So it was like preserved lemon was the talk of the town.
Allison Roman.
Allison Roman. The one thing I do not share with Allison Roman as far as palate is her love for either preserved lemon or for like whole chopped up lemons. It's just too much.
I think it looks good. And she was really smart. She like knew what to do like in her time, which was just like have something that would look really good on Instagram.
Yeah.
And like big lemons and everything looks like interesting and delicious. But yeah, it's like kind of bitter if you get that peel. Yeah.
But I do want to do, I probably won't make this recipe, but I do want to do like just marinate a ton of eggplants. And then every day in the summer for lunch, I just want to have like some Ezekiel bread, open face sandwich, Ezekiel toast with some beautiful fresh tomatoes, some marinated eggplant, maybe a little burrata or fresh mozzarella, some basil. And that's my lunch every day.
That sounds really good.
Because I'm doing less meat. I mean, ton of olive oil in that probably. Oh, well, I'll figure it out.
You'll be fine.
And then I'll just make turkey sandwiches for John because he likes turkey. But I OD on turkey. I don't like, I can do it like once a week. But more than that, turkey sandwiches, it just sad. It just makes me sad.
I have a turkey sandwich for lunch probably twice a week.
Do you ever do tuna? Because tuna, even like the big Costco size cans, as long as they don't have oil in them, it's like 150 calories for like.
I do tuna, Brian. I eat the tuna packs,
tuna
packs. And I have cans of tuna. I do tuna.
I think I like tuna better than turkey. But the problem with tuna is you do jazz it up with either olive oil or some sort of mayonnaise or something. So it's it gets a little
you just
more.
Measure out what you're you just measure
yeah,
out.
Yeah. Okay. What would you buy?
I guess I would buy this is also I got this is not even on the thing. All right, I'll just say a Goop thing that I'll buy. I'm gonna buy the sleep milk. I know I just said that I'm going all drugstore and everything, but they have been pushing that dark spot exfoliating sleep milk so hard, and I'm starting to think maybe there's something to it.
My mom can't live without it now.
Oh, she loves it.
She loves it, and she is not a big Goop person. She's been unimpressed with some of their products, but
she
got that one.
She hated the Juice Beauty stuff.
All that Juice Beauty stuff she hated, but she loves the sleep milk. Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
I tried it once when I was at our house. And it is very, I mean, like a lot of those Goop products, it really is intense. It really like fries your skin.
Yeah.
Because I love the, you know, the Instant Glow microdermabrasion stuff.
I love that. That's the best line. That's why I would try it. That line is actually worth it. Not everything on Goop is worth it, but all of that like Goop, the Goop Glow stuff is pretty much all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would buy, before I went to my hematologist, yesterday, the day before, I had an appointment with my dermatologist to do my sort of, you know, annual checkup, blah, blah, blah. Everything's good. No suspicious moles. But I do have these. That's so gross to talk about. I have like oily skin. So I have these like little oil deposits on like my temples and my forehead that they gave me Retin-A, but it's. They're not getting much worse, but they're not getting any better. Anyway, it's not that bad now, but I'm just like worried that as I grow older, they're just going to get like bigger and like go all over my face. And then eventually I'll just be like the Elephant Man.
Covered in like skin tags.
Yeah.
Are they skin tags?
No, they're literally oil deposits that just are in your skin. And so they look like, I mean, you have to look really up close, but they're sort of, they're like, they're a little elevated, sort of like a mini, not really a skin tag, but more like a tiny little wart or something. I don't know.
Okay.
And my dermatologist is like, great. And she was like, oh yeah, we can totally like sand those down and flatten them out for you, but it's, you know, it's cosmetic, so I'd have to pay for it.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what, I'll say no right now, but maybe for the future, depending on if they get worse.
Yeah, bookmark it.
But then Goop has, again, this is probably more expensive than the dermatologist treatment. Gene recommends this Lima laser thing for $2,700.
And, oh, that's definitely going to be more expensive than the dermatologist.
Yeah, but you can use it for the rest of your life. It's,
oh, yeah.
This next level near infrared laser delivers real and pretty incredible results for wrinkles, firmness, and more at home. So I don't actually know if this would even work for these oil deposits. It works on almost all skin types and tones and on a face and body with no pain or downtime. Just use it in the area you'd like to treat for as little as 3 minutes a day. And in 12 weeks with a daily routine, prepare to be amazed by the change. And even if Jean is allegedly not very personable at certain restaurants, she does know what she's talking about when it comes to beauty products.
She definitely, well, she knows how to sell them.
She knows how to sell them, yeah. So she probably, yeah, just got sent one of these for free and
just worked magic.
Play action. Anyway.
Anyway.
Okay. But yeah, the lady said she could flatten those things. I do also have a skin tag, which she said she can get rid of. But I opted out on everything. I'm just going to be au natural. And if I become the Hunchback of Notre Dame, so be it.
I think you'll be okay.
I'm Eric Stoltz from Mask. I'll cross that bridge when I get to it.
You'll be fine. My computer is like at 1%.
Okay, so let's first quickly let's thank our newest Patreon subscriber, Roisin. Thanks for joining. And with that, we will bid you adieu.
Thank you for joining, and yeah, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.